to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, guys, it's your girl Sima, your favorite host with the most, and we're on Spreading Humor.
Yes!
Yes, sir. And I'm with...
What's up, everybody? It's Yanda Woods on your screen. Welcome to another episode of Spreading Humor.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Ziluwizi.
So, guys, new week, new thoughts. What is on your mind?
I'm going to have to pull up my phone, go to my notes folder.
But Yanda, you always pull up your phone. You must know by this time.
Nigga, no. I have short-term memory.
You must have a PC. Next time, Maggie, please, man. I'll write my PC when we shoot. We need it, man.
But what, where are we going to... Exactly, on our labs.
It's a Tala Lab.
It's a Tala Lab.
Yeah, it'll be here and you watch it.
Should I teach you in Ndebele? It's a Tala Lab. Say it.
It's a Tala Lab.
What's on my mind is rent manipulation.
Oh, no. What is that, actually?
That's what... I want to, like, explain it.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
In depth.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Do you feel like your rent was also manipulated?
Yes.
That's what you're talking about.
I'm also being affected.
Yeah.
So... banks manipulated the rand and made trillions without any consequences. People have lost houses, cars, etc. So 5 banks out of 28 in South Africa have manipulating our money in the country for the past 5 to 6 years. Mm-hmm. These banks made about 500 billion to a trillion rand per day, but they're only getting fined 45 million for their crimes. That's what's happening.
And I think I saw a tweet or a story saying or more than 23,000 cars are being repossessed every month. Repossessed is like...
Yeah, I get that. I know what repossessing is, guys. Come on.
I saw a tweet by this guy. His name is Ma...
Jolang once.
By Ma Peter. He tweeted... Okay, so he was basically explaining rand manipulation in simpler terms. So basically said...
I want to hear that one.
That's why I pulled it out. So basically, it's like Ukera 10 Rand, which buys you a hot dog, an apple munch, and jelly tots. But the tuck shop feels like you're getting too much value for your money. So they hack up prices. The 10 Rand now that Ukera only affords you a hot dog, but you can take the apple munch and jelly tots on credit. But you'll pay them off with your entire week's allowance. Do you get
Damn.
It?
Yo. Now I get it. That is crazy.
Yo.
Damn.
I mean, it's crazy. It's sad.
So.
It's hectic.
South Africa.
So tell me, if like I buy things with cash, if I buy a car with cash, does it like affect me? So buying with cash, does it affect? See, I'm with you all along. No, man.
You're treating me like that dumb kid in class who doesn't understand shit.
No, Marlowe, you know, like at the class of our guys, who's gonna answer
who's gonna
this
question?
The fan. You look at random things. But no, tell us. So I wanna know. So if I buy a car with cash or if I buy a car with installment, which one is better?
You're asking me?
Oh, you don't know. Which one? Cash is fine.
I think cash is better.
Oh, now says cash is fine, guys. So in case you guys think, all right, I knew that answer from somewhere. But that's crazy. Hence, it explains the amount of... Because I saw, man, no, man, Zagaki, everything goes up every month, dog. Like, I don't understand, Lore.
Everything goes up, but your money stays the same, like the money that you're earning in a way.
Yeah.
I get
so you. Here's the thing. One thing I don't understand. Borotu ngile have 7 rand, but it's still the same bread, but now get 25 rand.
It's 25 rand?
Yeah.
Isn't that cold drink?
Oh, no, borotu.
Then how much is cold drink?
What?
I could say, na kere kere kama gule. So borotu mama gule, otwar bujwa.
It's so stretchy.
Do you know how like the bread at the Makulas, yeah?
No.
When you buy it, it's so tight. And because it's because they took out 2 slices to make another bread.
That is crazy.
No, no, no. You can buy a half bread.
I don't understand you.
So it's a bread, ne? The bread comes as a bread.
Did you hear what Newa just said?
What? Tukuzini.
We're trying to focus.
Tukuzini.
So I'm saying, I don't understand when things go up. Petrol is a petrol, but sometimes I don't get these things.
I also didn't get the egg one, like the ones with the eggs and stuff.
The chicken is like the chicken.
Yeah, like, ugh, no, man.
Also.
What are you saying? You're saying an egg is still the same. The eggs that we're eating today are still the same eggs we ate 2 years ago, but the only difference is the price.
Yeah, so I don't, like, maybe it's because of how they are made. Maybe machine audio maroto no, so it's high.
No, I infrastructure. Think it's like the demand for sales, not for sales, for eggs is high. So when a demand is high for something, prices increase.
Oh, shit, even with that oil thing. Like there was a shortage of oil or something, so you couldn't, and it was priced so crazy high.
Yeah, same thing as that.
No, mara oil why a shortage mo. Bakano frade the Russian thing back. Take it. I'm joking. But yeah, what's on my mind is it's cause me I'm tapped in a way.
You tapped so, in?
Yeah, tapped
tap,
in is
tap,
like
tap.
There's
tap,
a lot
tap,
of
tap
kids drama that's happening.
Oh no.
Nah, I like it. Nah, online. Not tava java to get rata. I'm sorry guys. Like texting stories. I want you to finish it because I wanna know who's wrong.
Before you get wrong.
I'm not lying. So now let me break it down.
Please do.
So there's Pavalo situation.
Oh yes. Shit again.
No, unfortunately, guys, this is what's happening in current news. If you still pop up, we are gonna talk about you. But let yourself know that this is not your podcast.
Sorry, before you go on. Don't you sometimes feel like certain people do certain things just to trend and so that we can talk about them and then in that way they gain more clout?
I thought it's not mine. As long as they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's but dope. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Generally. Yeah. And it's not even about us. Other people. Everyone.
That's what I'm saying. Not about us, but like other platforms, other people. Yeah.
But I don't care, man. You are giving us more content, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
So, it's the Pavalo situation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my friend, my boy, Sasha.
Mm.
Sasha situation.
Mm.
And Tando situation. Mm. Mini level situation. Guys, these are things that you must be 2000 to know about all these things.
But even old people, I see in the comments section, I'm so old for this, but I'm so entertained. Yeah. And I'm like,
me, I'm entertained. I feel like I'm going to tell you 50, but I'm going something. How did this start? Now I'm just like that. So with the Pavalo situation, we all know it. I just don't know. I don't want to speak about the other person because I don't know anything about the person. I know Pavalo.
Oh, the guy.
The male figure. Yeah.
Why not speak about it for those who don't know what's happening and would like to know?
Oh, it's because I forgot his name. I don't know.
Tendo Zono or something like that. Tendo Zono also.
So, guys, I don't know how other... Here's the thing, man. When that thing broke to me and I'm like, what? Is this how we are... Is this the world that we are living in now? Mm. And now this person, Pavalo, I'm ashamed.
Hannah, what?
Shame.
Yeah.
There's no room for shame. And we embrace everything about her. It seems like from the outside, it seems like you're not happy kind of thing. But the most people who are concerned are us.
Mm.
And don't forget, this person is alpha male.
Mm.
And Muna, I don't understand.
I kind of get it.
You get it?
Yes.
Okay.
You're saying Hannah shame for what she's doing with that man.
Yes. Mm.
I feel like she's being groomed by that man. So what I've heard about, don't look at me like that, Noah.
And now to do on fire, ne?
One more.
So guys, today's guest is now.
Bro, what I've seen online about grooming is like, okay, let's say Zile is 40, I'm 18, now we're dating, right? Zile makes me feel reassured, like it's okay for me to date him despite the age difference.
Don't care about what they
say. Yes. And because he's older, I'm going to be like, okay, I'll take your advice. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. So I feel like she's getting groomed to, she's being groomed and now she feels that's why she feels like what she's doing is okay. Mm-hmm. Do you guys get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but on my end, okay, I'll get them.
Yeah.
Guys, Jay-Z was 30. Mm-hmm. Beyonce was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How was it right at that time?
It wasn't right.
Exactly. Do you understand? But now we've normalized this bullshit. It's like, it's a normal thing. Everyone's just like, ugh.
I don't think
it's what I think people are now taking a stand because of this whole Babalu thing. They did old men and it's just like, oh, okay, whatever. It's her age. And do you know what they do, ne?
Yeah.
They take people with like bad reputations, ne? So that they like, ah, like people are like, ah, guess man, man, because already they like old men, they like doing this. So they take advantage of that. You know, people with a bad reputation say, ah, man, ah, it's whatever, you know, stuff like that. So I think these men, they're very smart with how they do this nonsense of theirs. And Jay, and you know what I heard, ne? Hore, this man is, it's deep, ne?
Hot head.
Apparently this man,
Disclaimer.
Apparently, allegedly, this man is using young blood to stay rich.
Mm-mm.
It's like a ritual type shit. It's like a ritual type thing.
Mm-mm.
So he's using... Have you seen the train of kids that he's dated?
They're all kids.
So, allegedly, it is a ritual. Yeah, young blood.
That's what I heard. Now, can you please put the tweet here so that Matwaskana or Simagena?
I'll search for it because I saw it on Twitter.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I remember downloading Twitter because of this whole situation. I'm like,
I
wanted to see what the
I wanted to see.
You know what's crazy? What I'm realizing about all these things, ne? Kore, if you want to be happy, man, social media is getting into a point whereby a lot of things are getting out of hand. There's a lot of things now are getting out of proportion. You know, Muna. Now, those days, even when, like, I want someone, I'm like, yo, this girl is ling. Or ling means, like, you're beautiful. But anyways...
We've been new.
Oh, no, I'm talking to now. Today, we got an episode. So, it's a thing of, like, now, even when you see a ling han on Instagram, you need to check her bio first.
For her age or...
A bio is like a link. Or on a link. Because these days, linky everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. What do you mean link?
What do you mean link?
Guys, you understand. Do you understand now?
I don't get it.
You're being quite vague, hey?
Like a riddle.
No, guys, what? Link. Guys will know. Drake sang about it. Or,
guys will know.
Followed by, is that what you mean?
No, Drake said in his songs, ne? He said, you'll see a girl independent, saying, yeah, independent. Hey, I'm doing off by myself until you click a link.
What link?
OF. OF.
Oh.
I'm still lost.
OnlyFans. So what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that thing has been normalized now. There's a lot of things that have been normalized now, and I feel like it's shy. But all I'm saying and what I'm seeing these days is that the main thing that you can do to yourself is to change yourself. You can't change anyone.
True.
Like, if you want to change the world, start by changing yourself first. Do the right thing. Because I realized, if you try to be an activist, hey, I don't like this. Hey, I don't. Mona, people don't give a damn what you. Sima on the podcast said, I must stop drinking alcohol. Mm. No one gives a damn. Mm. Everyone these days does their own thing. You can be concerned, yes, but now we are at a day and age whereby someone say, I'm a tar. I've clicked on people's posts whereby the 1,000 comments, all of them hate, but Mutusa really da. They don't give a damn as long as the views are up.
Yeah, true. Mm. I hear that.
I hear you. So you said there's Babalo, there's Thando. Oh, we're still getting to know okay. the other three people.
So Thando, with the Thando. Thando, I know her. And I feel like I genuinely wanted Thando here.
Babalo, we are concerned, bro.
It's nah, like, honestly, yeah, that's not.
Seriously concerned.
I know you don't care about but, what you are saying.
Yeah, she probably doesn't give a fuck. She's just like, I'm trending! Like,
and she's trending number one.
I don't know.
On Twitter,
I just saw she's 16. Like trending.
Yeah, that was linked to her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was she's 16 and then Babalo and then yeah. the rest.
But here's the thing. With the thing, the Sasha thing, it's a thing of like, Olomungo o Sasha is Thando. Sima kwa tichi?
The name is on it.
What?
The name is on the cup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So Thando kimotwa Sasha. Thando is going to be here. Hey, X now.
Yeah, apparently she's an ex.
Yeah, so get ex ya Sasha and mkhotsi ya Mandy Lebo, ke mkhotsi ya
ex.
Eh ke mkhotsi ya eh ke ex friend ya Thando but ke friend ya motholong o busy le Sasha.
Okay.
This is happening in daylight. This is happening while we are watching.
And apparently like that guy wanted the one that was dating Mandy Lebo wanted Thando first and then I think Thando rejected him or something. And then he went to the second option, you know, and went to Mandy Lebo.
Yeah.
And then cheated with Thando.
Stop it.
And then every time when, oh, Mandy Lebo cheated. And then he ran back to Thando and started, you know, comforting. Thando was comforting him.
Shoulder to cry on.
Yeah. Type shit. And
how old are these kids?
Huh?
How old are these kids?
They're 16, kids. That's what you 17. Must know.
I think Sasha's like 18, 17.
So, guys, do you think... Yeah. Do you think...
I don't know.
Do you think people do these things just to get, like, traction and clout? Because they have clout. Like, when I say clout, I mean clout.
I'm just concerned about that lady, bro. The one that is dating Sasha. Sasha, allegedly.
I don't know about that one. But guys,
I went to school with that hand, guys. I was in grade 8. She was matriculating. How old is a person like that? I'm 22. How old is she?
You're 22, Sima?
Yes.
So she's 26. How old are you?
24.
Oh, and Sasha's 18, 17.
18, 17?
18 or 17. And she's like 26.
Okay, so now... If we're saying Zondo is wrong for dating Babalo, then is she wrong
She's
for dating
She's definitely
Sasha?
Wrong. That is horrible. What is she doing with the kid?
And now this is
Can great. You also please can you also please
Can you bring us now today? Kidnaos episode here.
Can you also please pour me some?
Ulela Neo, speak. We want you to speak. How?
Sima, can you please give it to him? He's gonna pour me something to drink. Thank you.
This is stressing me.
Amara, this.
Dude, like, Nenzani?
But yeah, man. Oh, that was Thato, by the way.
Yeah.
Len on your Kobakara episode. So, it's a thing of like, guys, there's a lot of things that us kids, well, nah, I get to work in like kid or in mid-20s. Mid-20s. But there's a lot of things that are happening and it goes down to do parents give permission for these things?
Obviously don't, Zile. No parent is going to say, yes, go date that 30-year-old man. Yes, go date that 26. There's no way your parents know about these things. Do you understand? They see obviously on social media, oh, my child is dating such an old man. Like, what's wrong? What are we doing wrong? You understand? Maybe that's how I'm seeing it. If I was a parent, I'd be like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
Like, why is my kid going for such old men? What is wrong? Yeah. Where did I go wrong? You understand? I tried to talk to the kid, like, what's up? What do you need? Like, what do they give you that I can't give you? Like, what's wrong?
So guys, all I'm saying is that all the people who are much older than us, like by Longora, they have more experience in life, basically. Please tell us what's wrong and why do you think kids are doing this? And if your kid or someone who's your sibling was doing this, what advice would you give them? Wow. Because as people who are closer to them, they are only doing it for numbers, to be tapped in and to be entertaining. Relevant. You know what I'm saying? And also, if you don't know, because I feel like there's a lot of names that are being thrown here and there, and now it's going to put handles with the pictures. Mm.
Of the important people.
Mm. So, but yeah. Following up from what you said about like people doing certain things for numbers, etc. Do you guys think that like clouds can become so addictive to the point where like you end up doing crazy things just to trend?
Definitely.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Do you think that's what's happening in this situation?
Yes.
Yes. Because here's the thing, guys. And we said it last week.
Yeah.
Guys, there's a lot of things that can be resolved without the camera being on.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have to tell Seymour, yo, I didn't like the fact or you ate my McDonald's.
On camera.
Or like now. Mm. What's the need? Mm. I don't have to say, yo, Speeway. Oh, by the way, guys, Speeway is sick. Please say, get well soon, Speeway.
Yeah, get well soon, down below in the caption.
Yeah, please, get well soon.
In the comments.
But yeah, there's a lot of things that can be, like, yo, Tando, to mainly level, can be like, yo, I didn't like the fact you already spoke like this about me, 1, 2, 3. Mm. Done.
Real?
That, I just don't understand that. So because I was about, all on all the flow, can all the flow, I want you to boss like man.
Oh, yeah, I believe so. Because also, like, I would see, like, they would screenshot, like, their story views and stuff.
Why,
and,
yeah,
like, on their statuses. And they post there and they go up. Like, they go and they're like, oh, my gosh, in, like, 8 minutes, I got this. In 5 minutes, I got this. And I'm like...
Is it because you've went through the same thing, Sima?
Excuse me?
You once screenshotted the amount of views. I think it was 500,000.
Yeah, because that
on
was
a story.
Yeah, that was insane to me.
No. That's insane. Not to you.
That is insane.
No, that's insane.
Like, that was insane.
Half a
like,
million. What the fuck? Crazy.
Nah, half a million on the story.
That's crazy.
That is insane. That is madness.
Okay, Beyonce. Stop.
But what's on your mind, Sima?
What is on my mind is Rema's concert, guys. Rema's concert.
One more promoter.
I mean, he's already that big.
Did he pay you to promote him?
I think I have a couple of dollars, you know. Nah. No, man. It was Rema's concert, guys. And it's actually not good, by the way. It's not good. So, I saw on TikTok, like, people were talking about Rema's concert. I'm like, what is going on with Rema's concert? So, I went to go check Rema's concert. I go there. So... apparently, it was so, allegedly, guys, it was so dark. It was so dingy. It was so scary. It was so creepy. Hey, ritual vibes. Like, it was crazy.
Today, you've been talking about ritual.
Yes. That's what I was going to with the whole...
Oh, intended.
Yes.
Okay, main host.
So, yeah. So now, guys, people... So the entrance, right, of his... So everyone is waiting for him to come on stage, right? Fine.
Travis Scott
and
vibes.
Then, yes, like, we want Rema. You know, everyone's screaming, right? Flashes are out.
Bolida.
No, I'm seeing from what I'm seeing, like, on
where
TikTok.
Where was this concert?
It was in the UK.
Okay.
Yes, it was in the UK. So flashes are out. Yay. Giri shitty, like, you know, shibi shitty vibes. Giri shitty,
malumi.
You know?
Marasibi shitty, adilu.
No. Yeah. He does not do that. Please. Yeah. He doesn't do these things. I'm talking about Rema, but the vibes was giving shibi shit. So, fine. The entrance, he goes into, like, he was running, right? It's like a screen thing. So, he's running. And then he goes into a portal of fire, right?
Hey.
Apparently, that's his culture. Right? Apparently, it's his culture. I don't want to get cancelled, so I'm going to smile. So apparently, it's his culture. Fine. And then, he comes out on a horse. You see that horse, yeah, Beyonce? The one with the silver,
Renaissance horse. Okay.
Yes, but his is dark. His is like a black horse, right? With red eyes. Now, he's not the horse, which is fine. It's his culture, apparently. And then... now, there's people wearing black. There's people wearing all black and they're running around him. Like, and he starts chanting things that people don't understand. He's literally going... and people are saying, it's his language. It's a chant from his culture. And I don't understand. And then he starts screaming like he's possessed. He would literally, each and every other second, he would go... and literally start screaming like he's possessed. And people are saying, oh... and he was just feeling the vibe and whatnot. And people felt like they were in hell. Like, people were literally like... you see, like, the Travis Scott concert
that
happened? People were like... it's like that same concert. It's like we were in hell, guys. Like, people were praying at the concert. People left the concert. People were like, this felt like I was watching a ritual live. And others are like, no, you are mocking his culture, blah, blah, blah. And others are like, for tech, that was a ritual. Shut the fuck up. That was a ritual. It looked scary as fuck to me. And that looked like a ritual. That looked odd. And him chanting things that no one can hear. People, these people who understand, I think it's Edo or something. Nigeria, some Nigerian.
Igbo.
No. EDO. It's EDO.
No, we're getting
Igbo.
No, guys, but it says EDO. EDO. So Edo. I don't know if it's Edo or whatever. But people are like, that's his culture, blah, blah, blah. They ride on animals and stuff because the first time he was on a horse and the second time he was on a bat. And then he, like, it's just giving Doja Cats. It's giving. You know? Yeah, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
So then now the Edo people, Bonabaring, is that really part of his culture?
No, someone said, I am Edo and I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know what he was saying. I would have heard something, at least one word.
Yeah.
I did not hear Jack. So there's people that were leaving the concert. I want to understand from you guys, like, do you guys believe in these things? Like, do you believe that these big artists actually do these things?
I'm
like,
Illuminati.
I'm a rituals and Illuminati and, sorry? What is a culture? Yes. Mm. So he is that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
SPA, can you? No, guys, no.
But
no,
wait. To chant things that people don't understand.
It's like when you're
safe and you're chanting. Yeah. Wait. Sorry. Can you please give them the mic? Especially now.
It's so, his culture, dude, bro.
When you're done, please give now the mic, ne? Okay. Yeah, so, yeah.
And I want you guys to actually, like, on your spare time, go check that video out. Go to Rema and search Rema. Can't. I promise you. It looks so dark, guys. It's so dingy. It's so crazy. Like, oh.
I literally have shivers.
Yeah, like, I can't. I cannot. So do you believe, like, these artists, like, do these things? And even, like, okay, Nam. Yo, let me shut up.
You're in the entertainment industry. You're a singer.
Yeah, you're a superstar.
Definitely.
Now they try to sign you to the Illuminati. Sign your song.
I don't remember saying that.
So you think Illuminati is like a real life thing?
It is. I mean, there's artists like South Africa that have Baphomets as necklaces. And that is...
Some tattoos are questionable, hey?
They are very questionable. Real, that guy.
Okay. So, Dudu is going to explain the way that Sima was trying to...
Edo. I think Sima mentioned Edo.
Yes.
And it says here it is a Nigerian language spoken by over 1 million people living in southern West Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So, the area that the Edo people reside in is former Benin Empire and is something colloquially referred to as Benin. So I think it was just more like chanting where he comes from, you know?
Oh.
Like Zile would chant
Ma'am. My problem is there were people there that said, there was a girl who said, guys, I understand Edo. I would have heard at least one thing that he was saying. At least one word where I'm like, okay, I got you.
Or maybe he was saying, Istaga Zelo, but like a Nigerian version. If you say yours, I won't understand. Do you get what I'm saying?
Facts.
But just the weird things that were happening at the concert, bro, those things were just making me, like, I understand the whole culture thing. That's fine. Apparently, he also, like, he had a mask, also a red mask. And apparently, it's his culture. Yes, apparently it's his culture. Watch the video.
I'm shaking
that's,
in my
that's
seat.
That's what they said. Like, it's his culture. That's why I'm saying, okay, the mask thing, I understood. What's okay, maybe it's his culture. That, but chanting things that no one understands and people running around in circles, wearing black clothes and just doing weird shit and screaming like you're possessed. That is weird.
But listen.
That is odd.
Let's say, okay.
Or maybe I have a different view because I watched the video.
No, okay. I'm saying there's some things that certain people do in some cultures that we might not understand. Like, let's say, okay, in your culture, cross whatever, like when boys come back from the mountains, they do things that we don't understand.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm like very westernized and I don't understand like cultural things. Mm-hmm. I might see that as, oh my gosh, what are they doing? That's so weird. Maybe that's how other people saw it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay, I can't. That's why I can't take it to 10 rand. But I don't understand that. But all I'm saying is that certain things you definitely need to like go into them and have research, because we can't just have a conclusion on certain things.
Yeah, you get me.
Hence, now nah, personally, I don't ever say, but I'm like, you know what? You find out valid because now so in Kabala Lagasipedi and well, Mutomoko UK, I can't sure Kabala. If now I see I put in the subtitles.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway.
I hear you, man.
Anyways. Let's leave scary stuff.
Scary stuff.
Guys,
it's not that deep, hey? It's really not that deep.
Kiss I'm a boss.
What are you skipper?
So, guys, I want us to play a game.
I'm preparing for the game. Guys, by the way, space is very sick. Hush up.
So, guys, we're going to be playing a game called Finish Off the Statement or Sentence.
So,
question number one.
Yeah.
So, I'm also included in the game, guys. I'll also be playing. So, the first one is, my biggest regret so far is...
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, we must all answer.
Yes.
No regrets, just vibes.
I'm grateful, but I should have made more money.
Okay.
I'm grateful,
okay.
But I should have made more money.
I think my biggest regret
is going to events whereby there were rituals.
It's just making a few friends. Yeah, from the internet.
Well, man, that was my biggest.
No, man, I've made a few friends on the internet.
Don't say.
No, I'm saying a few friends. Yes. Like, it's not. No, man.
My number name.
Yeah, that was last year. Just making a few friends on the internet. Yeah, that's my biggest regret. What?
Why did you do that?
Next. My ex-partner was the best.
In? Oh.
I don't like this stupid game.
It's not stupid. My best partner was the best in gifting. My ex. She used to know how to like gift, like Otonon regala dilo, body papo, body keeper, umasokisi. I don't know why Andre gets a toothbrush, but yeah.
My ex was and still is the best MC in the country.
Who is that?
Welcome to Batuizi. Oh shit. Let's go.
MC.
Paga pit inside.
Okay.
Let's go.
My ex / current is the best YouTuber in SA. Yes. And the next one is the song that best describes
You can't say, oh, by the way, I'm dating my ex-boyfriend now. That's your boyfriend.
Guys, I don't have an ex that I'm proud of. I'm sorry.
You don't have to be proud.
What good qualities? Guys, that was grade nine?
You can say...
It's not about... No.
Okay.
We move.
The song that best describes my life currently is...
Pumelela by... Who's that? Calvin Momo.
That's one. Because I always make a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, yo, guys, it's that Nigerian sound from movies.
I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I'm going with the flow.
They will be like,
I don't know what the fuck is going on in my life, but I'm just enjoying life and I'm having fun. But let's just lose.
I like those Nigerian movies, bruh.
They're nice.
I wish I pen a con ting.
Then the lightning comes down.
And what's on lightning? Yeah, yeah. Nigerian movies are even like a UFO.
Yeah, no matter how close we are, don't ever ask me to.
Speak Zulu. I can't speak Zulu for days, you. I can understand it.
Yeah.
But you're speaking it like, guys, I try. Like, Nyazi, Nyazama, Kulumisi Zulu, but Siang Shaga Tegate. Like, Nyazama, and I like Zulu so much. Namutanje, Nitang Zulu.
Namutanje,
Nitang Zulu, Zulu Pella, but Moba, yo.
This outfit is dusting me.
Gandla.
You should put it like this and shit and shit.
You ask me. I just had to see. Yay!
Doesn't he look like a para?
He does. That's a 25 rand.
Wena.
Wena skomotos, keep quiet. Wena skomotos.
People in the background are speaking so much today.
Hey, Neo, let's have one. You go by modicity.
You have a corona.
Do you guys wanna sit with us? Really? Then why Nikulum?
Kwae na no. Dala chum.
What was the question?
Umano kasi ke para pe kina na kayo na no. Ah, woman. Guys, na I'm not a para.
Yeah, what was the question?
It says, no matter how close we are, don't ever ask me to.
I feel like if we're close, I'll do anything for you.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Like, I'll try my best to do whatever for you.
Okay.
If we're close.
Don't ever ask me to kappa you to a date with a man.
Ah, wakwa dima.
No, yeah, no. Just don't ever say, Chomi, let's go, man. He's going to give us money at the end of the day. No, don't ever ask me to do those things.
Yeah.
I will never do it, please.
Okay, by the way, Leander, I'm close to you. I don't know 500.
When it's all said and done, the ultimate source of happiness is...
Family. Family. Yo, like, guys... Okay, money, family, but family, marazaga, but family, like at least 1 million, but family, like family, marazaga, kahar mar, yo, family, money.
Okay, I say money, bro. I'm sorry, you come back home with a stack of money, everyone's happy.
Yeah,
no, but what... you know, wait, what was the question? Ish, short term memory.
Girl, your brain is yo, girl. Ish. When it's all said and done, the ultimate source of happiness is...
A mother's love.
What?
True. True. Nothing beats a mother's love, dude. True. What?
Yeah.
Yo.
I still say money. Yeah. I still say money, bro. Guys, I understand family. Come on, guys. It's common. It's normal things. Family. Mother. Money? Bro. Damn.
Guys, the only place I was so, so happy without being... Must be. No, Spiro Walwala. Guys, please, if you're a doctor...
Guys, you want us to finish. Yes. Dr. Matthew, please no, come help. Send help. No, Spiro, Dr. Matthew.
I'll tell you remedies. But on a serious note, is that like, the time I've been happy without drinking alcohol, because I've been happy very much with my friends, I won't lie, because we're real. But the time I've been so happy without alcohol was when I was seeing my mom happy, my granny happy, my aunt happy, my little brother happy, everyone at home happy. But also Nazagari happy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just bring money.
So like money is like family attached to money.
Yes.
That makes me happy.
Yes. So the next one is, we're going back to lockdown and you can only buy 2 items. I would buy.
We're going back to lockdown.
Mm. You only are able to buy 2 items. What would you buy?
Mm-hmm. I'd buy an extra camera. Uh-huh. And also this thing. Because I have podcast things, but I'll buy... What is the name of this thing now? This thing, a stand. I'll buy an a stand. Mm-hmm. Those are the two things that I'll take back. Mm-hmm. The tissue I did say go higher vataka. Newspaper. Limpopo. Or mutare. Have you used grass?
Yeah.
Never mind.
What? You use grass?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, like. You say it so casually.
And what
I can only buy two things.
Yeah.
I'd buy what? Cute little apartments rented out for like people. It's not for me. I'm renting it out for like, let's say you don't want to be with your family during lockdown. You stay at that Airbnb that I'm going to rent out.
Okay.
The second thing, I don't know. I feel like I have everything I want.
That's no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but like.
I can't wait to say that one day.
Now I have everything I want.
Shout out.
It's a ring.
That's what, so bold.
God, what would I buy? Bro, I'm buying groceries. Like many groceries.
Too many much.
Just too many much.
Too many much.
And what else?
A boyfriend?
No, man. I can just bring him to my house. I don't know. What else would I
buy? Think I would like buy things that are going to make money in lockdown.
Right?
That's why I'm buying podcast things and cameras. Because I know by that time, everyone is hungry for content. And I built it already. So hence, I'm buying another camera so that I can have three angles and a stand for mic to speak with the people.
Ah, nice. Shoot with my phone. So what's wrong? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. But what if you... Don't you want to, like, improve the quality of your content?
I don't know how to use a camera. And I'm not willing to learn. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
But, like, that's how you... But that's how you learn a new skill, investing in your crafts. You know, I think
that's when I can, like, afford a cameraman that can do that for me. Yeah.
How much do you think a cameraman costs, Simi?
I think 6K per shoot, I think. Or more.
Do your research.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna do my research when the time comes.
So I work with the real Mdu. Mm-hmm. He does my reels only. I work with Kenny. He edits my videos only. Mm-hmm. I work with Genius. He vlogs and he does vlogs only.
Shout out to all these people.
So one person Mdu charges a certain rate just for like to edit a reel. So I know every time I read a reel, I'm like, Mdu, come. So he charges like 3K. And you know how much a reel is when they pay you as a brand. So he charges like 3K, sometimes 3.5 transport. So now you are okay. All you need to do, well, direct or move a script. I send him a script and I'll tell him, okay, this is how we're going to do it. All I do is to just do action and I editor. I create everything. Yeah. With a vlog is easy. Vlog, what I made a deal with, because I have a vlog channel. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? Let's grow this channel, and whatever this channel makes, we are gonna both get what it makes. Mm-hmm. But if your Uber is hectic, if you want something, let me cover it. Mm-hmm. And with my editor just likes doing work, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I think the last time I paid him, it was like 5 or 2 or 3. I don't know. I forgot.
So I wasn't too far off.
Yes. Okay. Just that you need to also build a relationship. You know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like for now, I'm askies, and I've been looking at it like.
Why will you
looking at? I don't know. I'm looking at it like.
But blindly, yeah, right? Don't lie.
You're a baddie. But what I'm saying is, like, right now, I'm still very comfortable shooting myself.
Yes.
And
also, you don't have to rush, eh?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like when the time comes, I will get there and I will.
But can I give you advice?
Yes.
This is from me. I feel like you don't have to. Unfortunately, sometimes our content and our growth and our impact, your fate. Mm-hmm. So now when you're still beginning vibes.
Yeah.
But your brand is way huge for you to be doing things by yourself, not having a team.
I understand.
Like your feet. Mm. In your mind, can tell her, nah, can I edit?
I'm still comfortable.
Hey. But unfortunately, Dima, please look into this. Yeah, please.
I know what to do.
Because you know, if I was as rich as Yanda, bro, I would have had people shooting me right now, fanning me right now, like I would have had all the extra things in life. I'm sorry. I would have been a problem.
Did you try talking to someone? Some people don't actually. Like you can try speaking to someone, be like, can you please help me?
No, definitely. I've tried, but I don't like their work. So like we've tried it before, especially like for gigs and stuff. So I'm like, oh no, I don't like this. Oh no, I'm good. You know, so I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm still trying to see Hwiralang, what's happening, you know. But yeah, one day I'll get that person. And if you are a photographer and you'd like to shoot me, that would be great.
Hey, the DM job after you.
Yo, Zile. The next one.
I know we were talking about serious things, but Zile's nipple.
But it's so cute. Like, I wasn't even grossed out by it. I was just looking at it like this the whole time he's speaking. Okay, I'm embarrassed that I don't know much about.
The economy, dog.
Yeah, same.
Like, especially rents and everything. I feel like I just... Because the factor I'm only knowing about rent manipulation now is crazy. I've been using rent ever since I grew up. So those are the things that I must be tapped in about. Because I know a lot about YouTube. I wonder if I knew these things current, because there are a lot of good financial decisions.
True.
You know, I wish I knew more about the economy and rent.
I think it's my country. I don't know a lot about South Africa, but I fuck with my country. I don't think I'd ever leave this place. I'm sorry. Like, ngi-right ngomnike bami, ngo-tukzin bami, ngi-right ngosam ngi-country yami, ngi-jabulile lanekhaya, ngi-ndawo nje. I don't know a lot about this country, and I'm really embarrassed about that, but I'm learning from you guys because you guys are flipping smart and you guys do your research every single episode. I'm really proud of you guys. I'm learning from you guys. Nakirikeni.
That was so
profound.
That was so profound.
I always wanted to use that word. You're roaring.
Thanks. Like smart in a way, basically.
Yanda?
I'm embarrassed that I don't know how to be relatable.
How to be relatable. But you try, yes.
I really try. But like...
Now we will pop. And now, how the episode you had, Dudu? Next time, tell us when the guest is here so that we can. Today is the guest, this guy. But yeah.
Because I'll say something like, for example, on the show, and then people are like, oh my gosh, we can't relate. Now I feel bad because I feel like I'm out of touch with like reality. Do you get what I'm saying? So yeah.
But you know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
Sometimes you are being out of touch. Is English a bit too late?
Bule la kasi.
So touch screen. So sometimes you being like that actually gives you a thing to have a say. Because I want to know how does a person no longer own everything in their life live? Because now I wake up every day trying to reach my goal, trying to get this. You know, you don't have to relate every time. True. You just genuinely need to be yourself. And that's you. Because if we are all relatable here, Rabbi Lakan Tweety, what's the purpose?
Oh no, I got Gucci bag. Hey, oh no, I got Prada. Oh,
now it's like we are competing even. Now when Nankataguru, Waperi set us at 10,000 because, Waperi set us at 10,000. Imagine I'm going to pay the 10,000. You know what's going to happen? You know, mine is better than yours. Nike the cash. You get me? So you don't have to be relatable. You just need to be yourself.
You're and killing it today.
Limbuke. Book me.
And you know what I love about you, Yanda, is that like dog, you are not. Me. Yeah, you're flipping funny.
Really?
Yeah, you're pretty as fuck. Like, love you too. But you are not like snobbish. Like you're not all snags, man. Your nose is not up there. You are very relaxed. Like you just chilled. You just like, dog, I have it, so what? You know, I got a fucking 500,000 on my wrist. So what? It's whatever. It's like a bracelet to me. You know? It doesn't really phase you like that. It doesn't, you know? And it makes us comfortable because now it's like, oh shit, that's like... And then you're just like, oh, okay. So what? What now? And then we're just like, oh, it's not a big deal for her. So why runari papela? So, you know? So you are like, oh, man, it's just cool being around. You're so dope, man.
Love you.
You know what's crazy? You captured a lot of guys' hearts, eh? Like, genuinely.
True.
Every time I'm out, but what? No, I like you on the show. I like the podcast. Then after speaking, so, Chazile, velo, Yanda. I'm like, dude, I thought we spoke. Now, just give her my number. You know what's crazy about saying numbers? Someone yesterday texted me. I don't know if you guys saw the status. Someone texted me. I'm like, yo.
I saw your status.
You saw it? Ne? So someone was like, yo, is this Zile? Hello. And the person was like, yo, is this Zile? Pell, I bought this number to talk to you.
Bought?
They bought the number from someone.
For 500 rand.
Yeah, you saw it. So now I laugh. I'm like, yo, my guy, this is not Zile, but if you find it, please give it to me. Shout out. So now this guy is like, no, it's when I bought this number for 500. I'm like, what?
Yo,
Marasima, one error. Yeah, only 500. Yo, come on, 2.5, ne? Guys, DM for prices.
Hey, Zile, please. The next one is, I feel like we should stop all overusing the word
pearl.
Pearl-antena. Pearl-ingmela. La.
Ila.
Ila. Pearl-aneva. Aneva. I cannot stand that word.
When you post today, when I comment pearl.
I had to think about that one. My check, really? Please.
My chat is, yeah.
I like saying my chat is. But the way that we should not stop overusing it is tweska. Shetra.
Yeah, tweka.
Why when I already tweska? I say tweka.
No, tweska. Shetra.
It's shetra.
Brr.
Zile is just.
Zile
is
last
me. On my not very sober days. Hi. Why do you look like this?
No.
There was a video whereby someone was nyanyaring a nipple at Groove. You remember?
What?
You remember it? Yeah. And milk what? Came out.
What came out?
Milk.
Ew.
And the guy, why?
Oh, sorry, ew, that's normal.
It's normal, but ew, at Groove. What are we doing?
Wait, what?
So, you know, it was a...
Was it a baby?
You'd be surprised. So, it was someone like Spears age, ne?
That was pee.
That's something Spears would do. So, it was like, people like Groove. You know how Groove people. So now, when you know like Anchalotuela, tete, the cool time, you know, so the guy while he was sucking, milk watch. But there's a video.
So she just tete'd.
Oh, you're gonna put it?
Uh-uh. 16 plus, we're rated 16 plus.
I'm joking.
Oh no, babies. Come on.
So yeah, idea. And I'm that like, is wild. What is the weirdest thing you've had, Kuku?
The weirdest thing I've had at Go Groove.
Yeah, experience.
I think someone just like pulling my arm saying I must go travel with them, go general section. I was like, ain't no fucking way, I can't do that. Especially in PTA, Sunnyside. I was there to perform and now imagine dragging me to a whole general.
Not our Beyonce.
They would literally stomp me. Yo, it would be mad. So like, anyway,
Beyonce. What me?
Groove. Your what is the weirdest thing?
Oaks.
A lot.
Speak about that one.
There's this one thing that happened to me. It's quite a long story, but basically someone ordered alcohol and then told, like, they ordered alcohol with like 30k and they told the waiter that no, I'm the one who actually ordered it and that I should pay.
What the
hell? It was missing.
Yo.
Did you pay it?
No, bitch.
Okay.
But now it didn't happen. Oh, there's a lot that happens at Groove besides someone pulling me. You remember that video, ne?
What? Ah!
You remember it? where I was peeing and someone grabbed me.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah. Dude, you look so uncomfortable. Imagine that people are actually peeing.
I'm peeing and someone comes and grabs me and forces, and I'm trying. And this is why I don't and I don't like tall guys for this reason.
You look so small.
But that's not the one. So there was a time I was from zoo with Steve. But it was night. I got four. Came back drunk, man. It was a good night. So we go inside my apartment. We chill a bit. Seems like I'm like, let's set up Hubble and smoke outside. Because we are lazy to like clean it and everything. Mm. So we go outside, we set up Hubble. We close the door. After like 30 minutes, I'm like, I know what, let's go sleep. Only try opening the sliding door, it's locked. And I'm at the second floor.
Oh, you can't jump down.
But I had a good night, we were both drunk. And now I had to sleep inside the dustbin, actually. So I had a dustbin outside. So I just got inside the dustbin. Got your hoodie, kaivya kaudi. No. And Steve kept on saying. So Steve is like a skrill sometimes.
Yeah.
You know those guys who are angry and speak English. No, this is messed up. Imagine you got 4 weeks, bro. Bro. After every 5 minutes, get a talk for it. Nah, dog. What the hell? I felt like recording a song. No, down.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
So now we tried opening the sliding door, it didn't open. And anytime we try, so now you know that thing of trying, eh? And you think the sliding door will have shame and open by itself. Yeah. I tried. Nah, damn.
Please, hey, please.
What the hell, dog?
Please don't finish me.
To a point there, now he's not the only one saying it. And now I'm also joining. Ah, this door is trippy.
Please. You're so dead.
So we had to ask my neighbor to come open for us.
Yes,
sir. Serious. Don't.
So that's trapping.
There are certain things you can't speak when we're in a serious moment. And now I can't laugh, I can't make fun of you. It's wilding, dog.
It's wilding. Please. Zero, man, for a sec.
Okay. My last one is the Grammy for the best song in South African history goes to...
Song?
Yes. In South African history goes to...
History?
Yes.
Let's be honest, Sister Bettina.
Oh.
Yeah, that one carried us, hey?
Ooh, for years.
The timeless of it, it's been... Even if you go to the club today...
Yeah.
And it's Dallas. Imagine how many people who have passed on know that song.
Ish, yeah.
Imagine.
I don't know, man. I'm saying nigga, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. No. Nigga, guys. People, guys, I'm sorry.
Tell them
about nigga, man. Yes, nigga. Guys, that song carried us this year. Isi khokhile, yasi donza, yasi, yay, from depression to, yay. Guys, that song, who got us this year, please.
We kula koshela, osi kara relationship. Why go through? No, so we go a relationship. That's
kind.
Yeah, when you carry relationship.
You aren't carrying us that song, guys, as a country. Please, guys, if that song does not get, I'm sorry. Iplan is amazing. Dubula is incredible. But Mnige carried us this year. If it's not song of the year, we will know something is rigged. Something's happening there. If Mnige is not the song of the year, please.
No.
Mnige.
You?
Home by Ricky Rick.
What?
Home.
What's that?
Rick. You probably know it.
What is it?
Yeah,
how does it go?
I'm not about to sing.
It's gotta be that.
This land is still.
Wait a second. Okay, guys, disclaimer, Dudu didn't tell us or we have a guest today.
Whoa.
Now it's busy finishing songs there. Can you please sing it for us, but no mic. No. Never, come on.
Never,
come on.
Never.
Explain the lyrics at least. come on now.
What the song is about.
Activist there too.
What is the song about?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually,
Steve Biko. Steve Biko.
Steve Biko wait.
Steve Biko wait too.
So the song is actually a sample, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't just remember the artist. It's a house song, right?
Mm.
So it was from an EP that Ricky Rick did, I think, in 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was only two songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the song is Home, like you said. Mm-hmm.
How does it go?
I wouldn't do that.
But you were singing.
No, just like give us a melody, something.
Like she was doing.
I could know. Study.
I'm not about. I just did it.
Yeah.
But again.
And we done.
So when I know, okay, behind the scenes, you do my PR training. Yeah. But it's fine. It's fine. But
so, guys, that's the end of the game.
What?
That's the end of the game.
Oh, but not the end of the show.
No. Mm.
Oh, we're nice.
Not done with the show. I still have to talk about Kelly.
I like songs. Chelongori doing hope high. So.
Really? Like what?
Like,
I can't even see the tracker.
You will hope it's a groove. Because I was performing with Chevy Shed.
How was that?
No, I was not performing. Very not fan.
But how was it?
I mean, what? Very not fan. We were at Zoo.
Uh-huh.
Guys, it was mad full. The whole of Auckland Park was shaking that day. Bruh, it was so full to a point where we left because it was full.
Oh.
We just had to go home.
Crazy.
Bruh, it was so full, man. I have a picture. I will send it to you now. Whereby I was shirtless.
Hey.
And I had to, this vest that I'm wearing, I had to wash it. But it was so wet, like drippy wet.
And I remember now, you were telling me you were dripping, like you were
sweating. Yeah, bruh, I was sweating. And now what I hated,
English is sharing us today.
what I didn't like about that is because I was on, like he was on stage and I was behind him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what I grew my shirt is off. I gave it to the bounce. When I turned, I got my TV.
You're
so dumb.
Yeah. Come on. So now, when you know, guys, the sweat turn you on or something.
Like, no, ew.
It's ew, ne? Because and I didn't like that. It was somehow, man. I was like,
nah.
But the groove overall, Shibishiti is the GOAT.
Yo, Shibishiti, I don't know. He hit like 1 million in 2 days. Guys, thank I was like,
man. He's a GOAT.
What? That is insane.
They said, what song reminds you of home?
What song reminds me of home? Is gospel. Joko, yeah, huh?
What song reminds you of home, Yanda?
Me?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know the name, but I know like, what do you guys call it? The melody?
Yes.
Do, 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 do. Do, do,
do. Ah, okay.
Yay!
Yes. Yes.
You don't know it?
No, I don't know. I've heard it though. I've heard it at some point.
Oh. Yo, that song used to change the country. Yo,
right?
That type of music. Yo. What was it? Broken Beats, ne? Yo. But you wanna see ma?
Me, there's... there's this like gospel song that my mom loves so much.
In the way Dalam.
No, I'm looking for the video, man, so that I remember the song. Cause I
could be like, right.
No, man, I just went blank. Like I know the song.
Sing the song, dude. You sing. You're an artist.
Yes. Thing is, I just went blank. I forgot it. But it's a gospel song.
Hey, do a joke. You're a comedian.
And then they say you must make people laugh. Like come on. But it's a very nice song, guys. Oh man, I love that song so much.
You remember that kind of the now that I'm thinking of it, that's a very weird song to choose, eh?
Why
that song? What was happening?
Every time we would go home, that song would play. It's just an iconic song.
In the taxi? Mm-hmm. You take public transport?
In the BMW. In the 3 Series.
Oh, so it's that song. Inyembezi, inyembezi. Sizo Suliwe. Yo, that song.
You have a great voice.
You can actually sing.
What? No. I wasn't even singing.
I was literally just okay, but yeah. Like,
no, that's
so. You don't use auto-tune.
No, I do, obviously, like just a tweak a bit, you know.
Just a little.
So guys, seeing that last week we had awards, there were the Summer Awards this last weekend.
Summer's or South African Music Awards?
Yeah, Summer's. Yeah. And there was a whole row on TikTok, on Twitter.
Before we go to the row, let me take out the good parts first. Can I please? Because I know. Siba atomala laka row. Number one. Limpopo, MacG said it and I'm going to say it again. Limpopo, we have internet like this.
Uh-huh.
Like Manuma would say, bye. But it's Skomotawali da.
Skomotawali was there. I saw him with my cousin.
Yeah, Skomotawali da, Lili Makazi. And I feel like the person who had the best performance was, and also was Maglera Dubo.
Yay!
I didn't see
that thing was so cold.
But he's cool, man. He was
singing his song.
Maglera, please come on the show. Let's call him. He's so cool.
He's gonna start.
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna start it next year. Gonna start the show next year.
But guys,
what a man.
He's so cool.
He's so hot.
This is concerning.
Maglera!
Guys, this is so concerning. I won't lie. I was with Cindy Marketing shooting with her. Ne?
Okay, mm-hmm. Big flex.
Ceiling weight.
Ceiling weight.
And I crash like Maglera. Now you're not my. Can you Orlina? How are I gonna base? But it's fine. But Maglera, they play the song. Mesh Beat plays the song. Maglera, he's wearing a suit. Elegant, walking nice, with a stick. He goes on stage. He did the Malema thing. The Malema stage going up. He goes, and he's not even rowdy. He's not even doing the trap. He's chilling. He's just watching the crowd. But Atara stick seller, Atara might come on. The stage said, people were like,
did he do that thing?
I didn't do that thing. And I was supposed to go, but I was like, I'm not going.
That is so dope.
Maglera, please come, hey?
So, guys.
Which come?
No, we're not speaking about that 16.
Both of them. We want them all. Guys, it's...
But anyway, guys, so seeing that we had awards, right?
Right.
How do you feel that you didn't win anything? You only won Spreading Humors as a group, but you didn't win anything. How did you feel about that?
Me, personally, Zile's my dog. Mm-hmm. And dog Zile carries. He brings information. Mm. He makes us laugh. Mm. I love seeing him grow. I'm so proud of him. I'm happy that he won. Yeah, man. Shout out to you.
That's dope.
But before I didn't feel like a kiss. Come on.
No.
So I didn't feel like. So here's the thing, ne?
It's not one. Katal. Katala.
Yeah. Okay.
Katala.
Yeah.
It's fine. But as much as you guys think, Uri, I do carry it and everything. I feel like it's mainly because of you guys. And I always say third party. I feel like Tato, Tibla, Neo, Dudu, Spiwe, but today I take Aru, Walwal, and Dima. People in the background also carry me. If I make a joke and you guys laugh, I'm going to have motivation to make a joke.
Yes.
If what I'm saying, it's not about me, you laughing, that makes me feel like or Linda Kidiachona. So as much as if you
laugh
you guys and I put a camera here, it's going to be so boring. So I felt like it's all a collective thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like Spirit Humor's won 2 hours. That's me.
You're on fire today. Today you're killing it.
We need more people like you, Zileki, because we have someone who went on a rant on Twitter because they did not win an award. They went insane. They were like, bro, Fusekani nonke samaz.
Did they really say that?
Yes. Fusekani nonke samaz.
You don't know.
Literally, you know? So, I just want to find out how you guys feel about awards and stuff like that. Because, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, dog.
Personal.
Those are personal things. Like, what if iyakudla kangako ne vele uthukise uhambe kwama awards, just leave the awards and swing your kite and say, fuck man, I should have won that. Fuck this man. Yes. Mur.
Hambe ngemoto yakho uyibuyele. That's what I was saying.
Uye ku mention yakho uzikhalele lapho. Simple. Ukuthi uthukise kwa Twitter. Fusekane nonke samasi. Uthuke wonke umuntu Nkosi yami yazi usiswa abantu uzicwele gospel. Nkosi yami. Oh, Jehovah. Yes, like she deserves it because she's also as good. Do you understand? She's also as good. She sings gospel. She's amazing. She's an amazing singer. She has pipes for days. You also have pipes for days. Like you've been winning awards. It's okay to lose, guys. Sometimes in life, it's okay to lose. You might get better things. You might be awarded for, maybe you're having an album soon. You might be awarded for BET, what. You never know. Something bigger and better is coming. You understand? So don't be upset about things like that. Just take it like a champ and just be like, you know what?
I just want to say, ne? Every time you lose, you must just always know you're a loser. You're a loser. As we win, it's the same thing, guys. No, you're a loser. No, loser. No, guys. I've been ever since I started content creation, and once you realize or you lost, this thing of trying to comforting yourself. No. Guys, maybe next time something
bigger. Yeah, you lost.
You're going to be.
You're a loser.
And another thing that I don't like is that I can complain about things off camera. I can tell my family, for the guy, nonke,
someone.
Yes. Why do you have to tweet it?
Why do you have to tweet
it? It's fine. Guys, you know, we used to have a say when we were starting YouTube, né? Whereby, let's say a poster is coming and people want to book us. It's like five of us, six of us. They're like, hey, can we book Ghost Ruby? Can we book Just Eddie G? And they don't want Zile, they don't want Tato or nothing. We'll be like, you're not working.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, we'll tell everyone. We had to say, you're not working.
What do you mean you're not working?
Like you're not pushing enough to open your day. Oh. So now they wanna book. They come here, they book Yanda and Sima. And you guys tell me, Zile, you're not working. It's hard, but it's the truth.
Okay.
So that motivated us. Or if something happens, let's say we do a poster and Barzile, King Omar, Tato Rampedi, Just Eddie G.
All the YouTubers must be there.
And first of all, and many more. Last one B. You know what they will tell me?
Yeah.
You're not working.
That's what your friends tell you?
No, that's what we told each other when
as YouTubers, like when they were upcoming.
You used to tell each other, if something is not operating for yourself, you tell yourself, you're not working.
Today you're on fire, my boy.
It's the truth, guys. Sometimes I get that's why I like girls because girls want motivator kiti zag. Every time a girl says you must have money, guess what? Yes, I must make more money.
Yes.
I got the highest amount that you want on a date or 10k. I'm not afraid of you. I go chav guess what? Kehawa na luena. Let me make 10k. I'll approach you.
Okay, that's dope. I think. I got my good sportsmanship from like sports, the sports I used to do in high school and primary. Like I used to do sports, so I'm just.
You were a goalkeeper.
No man.
Wing defense.
No man, I did athletics, high jump.
Yo.
I did 400 meters, 200 meters, and relay. And I was one of those athletic kids. And like, after you lose something, guys, it's okay to lose. Like, it's okay to lose. Like, congratulations. Now we have two gang apart. Fuck, I should have ran faster. Fuck, I should have jumped higher.
Yes.
Fuck, I should have done something.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But us two gang apart, you know, you can't do that.
That's the thing. It's like now I feel like you're also discrediting the person who won.
Exactly.
That's what I hate when you say food. Like, no, man, you lost. It's okay. You were doing something that person did much better than you. We were in hours with Joseph. But I feel, until this day, I feel Joseph deserved that. Man, that sound was everywhere. So, Joseph's episode was the most viewed here.
Exactly.
Why now I'm like, oh, what? Give me Sasma. No, fuck Sasma.
What does that mean? Please, fuck Sasma. What does it mean?
Because the next year, you might not even get nominated again.
That's the thing. It's a thing of, there's something that Joseph was doing much special than me.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean I was not doing good also.
Yes.
And that also makes room for improvement.
Yes.
So you can't just go around swearing at events and swearing at awards and saying, hey, we're awards because we're not here. Hey, we're not summers. If take, we're not summers. Now we're not gospel lady. Hi, guys, you can't swear people on Twitter and do all sorts of weird things.
I feel like Yenda Unali is something special. Yeah. Every time I got to
run independent, guys.
Just know it's about to go down. Remember a few weeks ago when I said I wanted Tembi Nkosi Lodge?
Yeah.
And I was like, when I catch you, it's on site.
Uh-huh.
It's no longer on site.
Why?
Hi, guys. Mina ngzwani nama abuser, mina.
Okay, I've heard allegations of such.
But now, buddy, he's been handed a 3-year direct imprisonment order, which has been suspended for 5 years and fined 100,000 rand for assaulting his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Please dumb it down, the first part.
Yeah. What? The direct? Okay, so basically, you know how law is in South Africa. Technically, he should be going to jail for assaulting his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Who's his ex?
I don't know.
The ex before Natasha.
I wish I knew. I don't know. Oh, there's no name.
The one before Natasha. Oh, okay.
Why? Oh, so now
yeah,
you can
they
see.
Said they said the one before Natasha.
Don't you know that I sing my words? Like
yeah,
I
you
speak
do.
Sing.
You like Dima. Dima sings everything. Literally.
So basically, instead of going to jail, they fined him 100,000 rand and then he's been given a suspension. So if he assaults someone else in this five year time frame, then he's gonna go to jail. But for now,
he's not handing out money, but Bapa low fine. He's paying that fine.
Basically.
No.
Is it because of his status or?
That's what people are saying. And I think it's true.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like rich people have it easy. Like South Africa.
Real.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no, rich
money,
people
money
have
makes
it easy
the world go around.
In South Africa. Even anywhere, you know.
Yeah.
You can buy anyone off. You can do whatever you
yep.
Buy your cases off, you know. It's, come on. Like, I'm not shocked, but it's also disappointing, you know, because in our country, guys, GBV is insane.
Wow.
You know, people should be, like, I feel like they should bring back the death penalty, or they should bring, if it was never
was it
dead, dead, they should have
in
it.
In this country?
In this country.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Also, that's what I'm saying. Bring it back, or they should bring it.
Yeah.
But, bless you.
It's good, but it's good.
Like,
that's what she did when she was on the episode. Like, really, not really sign us.
As for her, don't be Brazil.
Please, hey. Please.
But, yeah, like, no, guys. Rich people have it easy, bro. They're just like, come
wait,
on.
Wait, Tima. Chochonyana. Do you think, because you are, I don't want to say the R word, because does it help you?
A lot.
Fish.
Mm. Okay.
But I was going
to
say...
Let me tell Kanye to work harder.
Nah, yeah. operate something, man.
Nah, you're so real.
I feel like...
Real.
I feel like the police being lenient on him shows other abusers that, okay, now if I abuse umuntu, then okay, I'm just going to get a fine and then that's it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's pretty messed up because they're setting us back.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know what's crazy? I think the best solution is for people who are like high profile, they should have a certain police, or not a certain police, like a certain, they must not be treated the same way. Because I feel like if it's, you see how those cops who wear berets and everything come when special things are happening.
Yeah.
They don't deal with normal crime, they don't deal with normal things.
Yeah.
They should also have their special ones whereby the law is dedicated for them. Because I feel like the normal law, they will always survive.
Yeah, they're just... Guys, I feel... Why are, like, most... guys, I'm not saying all. I'm saying most rich men so abusive. what is this thing? I don't know if it's like a power thing.
It's a power thing.
Probably. Ne? Like, why are they so abusive? Like, you have money. You have everything that you need. What is the problem? If the girl is giving you stress or she's giving you problems, why don't you just tell her to fuck off and get another one?
Not if.
Why umshaya? Why ginga pants and fana? Because, hey, hey. I know, I need to show who's the man of the house. And when I'm acting, I paint you and I was on jail. Me, I'm going to say, I paid your school fees. I did this for you. To fuck you. I don't understand. Why don't you just say, you know what? Actually, for like, get out of my life. Get another one. Move on with your life. Why ni shaya abantu? I don't understand.
Yo, you saw that man who was pouring a lady with like, gasoline or water at the petrol station.
What?
There was a video. Okay. There was a video of that. I don't know if you guys saw it.
No, I did not see that. That would have pissed me off a lot.
So he poured gasoline on her, then what happened?
No.
Is it a girlfriend? Is it a what?
I don't know. It was like a band. It was trending this video. I know someone in the comments will tell us. Or when you know battery, like a red thing.
It
was
South
next
Africa?
To a white car. Yeah, next to a white car. You see that thing they poured?
Yeah.
But the scoop.
Yeah, the scoop one.
Yes, but I think it was water. Maybe the girl was too drunk and be a Michelle Camus or something like that. But that was so crazy for me.
Why?
But yeah.
Here's
the thing that I thought about when I was at home. I'm like, I wonder who Yanda and Sima would like invite to the podcast, like your wish list. Can you give me two people that you guys would bring in?
Or are you clearing your throat?
Uncle Waffles. Okay. And Masterpiece.
You've been asking for
Masterpiece. I really enjoy. He is so cool. Yeah. He is so cool.
Dudu's here. Don't worry.
But it's fine. Masterpiece and Uncle Waffles.
Thank you so much.
Maglero the boy, man.
Any bar.
I've never seen him. Wait, I did see him in person at Montana. But I didn't have a conversation with him. I just want to speak to him. Ha, yo.
He
actually has game, eh?
Yo, wow.
Really?
But he's him.
Really?
He is.
Yeah, but he is him. He is him.
Because I've never melted like this.
Because I was talking to him. He was telling me about like, I think it was yesterday. He was telling me about his future projects and he has good things coming. And he was telling me, and he stepped in. He stepped into Abo Sonabi, Lebu Siv, King Omar. I like the fact that
that's dope.
As a rapper, he's trying to break the bridge or I'm a rapper, I'm a hip-hop artist. Mm. He's with us. Like the fact that he called me and we spoke like for 30 minutes.
Oh. That's nice.
And we're chilling. Oh, no, not chilling. It's kinyo ko chila.
Yeah, what's that? Chila. We chila nyan.
Okay, that was
cool. Yeah.
That was cool.
Another one. Another one.
Definitely Waffles.
Waffles, why? Yeah.
Hey, Waffles, what time, chine?
Yeah?
Na mahu. Mahu. Mahu.
Oh, so you can say something.
Oh, Mahu and Mahu.
No, I'm just saying. I'm still repeating. Oh. And I think my mom, I would want to see how my mom would perform on the camera.
Yo, my mom.
Yes.
My mom is hilarious.
Bring your guys' moms.
So my wish list is my mom and all my YouTuber friends. But I don't want them to come
on. All of them at once.
Something like that. I don't know how it will happen.
We need a bigger studio for that.
Now we are growing, I guess.
Now we're in the corner. Like,
yeah. So,
you see what we did in Tiki? In Mudimule Dudu.
Yeah.
So a day of YouTuber day, whereby we have 10 minutes, you tell us what, eh, na, like a prank about. You tell us, to me, show Nkwana, I open
I do one this, hand, I
so,
do this. Mm.
So a day like that, whereby, because now I have a lot.
Yeah, you have a lot of YouTubers.
They do great. So I don't want to invite them one by one because now you don't know my YouTuber festival.
Yeah.
But yeah, all my YouTuber friends. And my mom and Mahu. I hear
that.
It's 10K at McDonald's.
Oh, wow. I hear you, ne. But like, have you guys registered to vote?
Yeah, bro.
That's the first thing I did. When I heard about 14 million people in SA don't vote and all the votes go to ANC, I want to have a say. Nah, I don't like losing.
14 million.
Yes. Is it 40 million? Am I right? 40. 13 years. So now I like winning. I like having a say. So I registered. Mm. Who are you going to vote for?
I'm not about
Isn't it a secret?
No, no, it is, but...
I'm not about a
secret. D-A-Way!
If that's how you feel, sure. Yeah,
so now I'm going to vote for P-A-P.
You don't even know how to spell it.
P-A-P.
Pap.
Political Alliance Province.
Yeah, Zala, guys, I'm not voting for D. Political I'm voting for something Alliance else. Party. I was just saying something. Wena?
Mina in.
What are you voting for?
I'm not about to say that on camera. It's so risky.
But anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. We really appreciate it. You guys have been asking us to be the three of us. And Jay, here we are. And thank you so much for watching, guys. Please support, like, subscribe, and just do the most, guys. Share, comment. We love you.
Thank you to Dudu for doing this, man. Dudu. Dudu Nalmata. Dudu Nalma.
Shout out to Dudu.
All the things that we are saying, Dudu told us to say them. Thank you.
Not me.
Bye, everyone.